Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Mission accepted. You just heard all about what it's like to take the mission, and we're going to do that today. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, when I have been sharing with you, our guests have been sharing with you, that when things line up, when it feels like a yes, don't get scared. Don't get jammed up into that corner. You just go with that flow. And that's how I met this incredible woman. One person said to another person, and the next thing you know, she's there and I'm here, and you get those tingles. Now look it, in the beginning of your business, or when you're going to the next level in your business, or when you're going to the next level in life, or you're deciding to take on the mission, because this is all about accepting the mission, sometimes those tingles can kind of freak you out. Sometimes those tingles can, you know, your psyche knows that you're going to go to the next step, you're going to meet somebody super cool, you're going to hear things that you need to hear. And unless you're really used to pushing yourself through to accepting that next level, being grateful for the person sitting across from you, because you know that you're going to get as much out of this conversation as they are, then you know what? It's about jumping over that leap. It's about taking that mission, even in that little conversation. Like when we talk about accepting the mission, sometimes we think those grandiose things, when you decide to take this, or you leave one job to another, or you take on the mission and it came in this amazing download, or, oh my gosh, this whole, you know, stand up, speak up and show up, 375 women, da da da, la la la. And it's all that big stuff. Sometimes it's little stuff. Sometimes it's a colleague going, I really think you need to talk to this person. And you're like, okay. And you take that mission on with that person in the conversation. And then you know that that conversation is going to go to another conversation. Sometimes you don't know the final. Sometimes you don't know, like you might do something, you might hire each other, one person might hire the other person, but you don't know where that final is going to go. That's what it's like when you meet Barbara. That's what it's like when you meet her, because you know there's more. And when you meet her today, you know there's more, which is why it would be unfair for us to share her with you once. This is Barbara Frankson. If you've seen Barbara Frankson once, you want to see her again. So lucky us and lucky you. You guys know that if I bring someone on to do a series, it is selected, it is vetted, it is important. You know, it's a big deal for me and it's a big deal for you. And so, you know, it's hard sometimes to talk these rock stars into getting onto the, you know, across from the screen once, never mind 6 times. So 6 times this woman is going to be with us. And I just want to say that you guys were, you're the coolest podcast audience. You know that because you're super active and you make the people on the other side of the screen, like jump up and enjoy and be really grateful, because this is what we do. But you guys are now, you've gone from best podcast audience after this session with her, and after 6, you are going to be the most transformative, game-changing podcast audience that ever listened and watched. And I know that's a big intro. I know it's a big intro. You guys know I don't blow up a whole lot of steam unless there's something to be, you know, a kettle to be taken off the stove. But that's who you're going to meet today. Like, that's who you're going to meet today. So, you know, let's just humbly bring this woman on, because on all of that, on the other side, is this super cool, humble woman who had a bit of a crazy story that decided to take a phone from somebody else one day, take a call from somebody else one day, and just meet this person to the right person. And so, you know what? I've just met a lot of people to the right people, and you have that opportunity as well, and you're going to have it here today. So, hey, Barbara Frankson, welcome to Mission Accepted. And what are we going to talk about today?
What an amazing, oh my gosh, what an amazing introduction, man. You know, we're going to, I'm going to take on a journey. my life, my pain areas, right? When I listen to that intro, I am truly humbled. I am grateful. I am thankful. I am blessed to be here. Little old Barbara Frankson from dirt floors, originally from Jamaica. Oh my goodness. And now I'm hailing from Connecticut. I want to take whoever's listening. My sweet spot are women, because I'm a woman, and the things that I've gone through, you will always hear me no matter where I'm speaking. Everything is purposeful. Mm. And then when you turn it around, you go, everything is full of purpose. Every pain area. So I want to take some people through my pain area. And one thing I know is, oof, you have to speak from the scar and not the wound. Mm-hmm. And what that means is you can't be bleeding. Because what happens is if I'm still bleeding and I'm speaking to an audience of women, especially, that needs to see me. Because when you see me, you see you, right? And it's funny when you ask me to do this and it's Mission Accepted 262. Well, my birthday is 262. I'm aging myself, but I'm blessed to be here, right? And so the first thing I want to talk about is the baggage of my pain. The baggage of my pain. When I started this journey was before I was born. But when I realized it, I believe I was preparing for a speech. You know, the funny thing is, the first place I started talking was in funerals. And I'm like, what? They would ask me to recite poems. And if someone gives me an assignment, I want to do more. So I didn't read it. I memorized it to a fact that they thought I wrote it. And I'm like, no plagiarism, right? So they started asking me back then. But when I really realized it was when someone I was mentoring at my career of 32 and a half years, and he became the teacher, and he said, Barbara, what would you do if money was not the object? And I said, easy. I would be an inspirational international speaker for God. Just wheeled it off. Didn't know what that meant. And then he gave me an assignment. There goes that word again, right? Mm-hmm. An assignment. Mission accomplished is an assignment, right? So when he gave me the assignment, at first, to be honest, I wasn't going to do it. And then I found myself looking at a quote in that assignment, and it was from Mark Twain. And it said, the two greatest moments of a person's life is when you're born and when you discover why. At first, I just read it. Then I did what I do for funerals. I memorized it. And then I put it in my heart and I said, wait a second, the two greatest moments. So I've already had a great moment that I didn't realize. And it's when you discover why. But I realized something happened to me when I was standing at funerals, even though it was a place where people died, my hands would tingle, right? And they say the two greatest, the most, how does it go again? Give me 1 second. It says the richest place is a graveyard.
Yes.
That's right.
Most dreams die. Yeah.
Where most dreams die.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Where most dreams die. And dreams, and it's expensive. So the baggage of my pain. Before I was born, you know, I used to define myself as the product of an adulterous affair. Yeah. Right? And when you define yourself as something, you start walking in. And before I came in, that was what I thought my shame was. I didn't even know. And then but it also connected to my pain, a part of the baggage. And the reason why I decided to go back here is because when we start dealing with pain as women, we want to start, at the divorce. Or at the single parent, no, baby. You got to dig deep. You got to go back. You got to go all the way back. And anyone who says that your childhood, the things that are planted in you, does not affect you later, come talk to me. because it does, before I even, right? So part of my baggage was this. Here we go, ladies. Looking for love in all the wrong places. I'm going to say that again. Looking for love. And then when people told me I had daddy issues, I got mad. What do you mean I have daddy issues? I don't have daddy issues. Well, I never knew my dad, the first man that was supposed to love me. So think about it, right? My pain area. So the baggage has to come with, how did I get here by making my choices? But wait a second, there's something even more valuable than that. Two greatest moments of a person's life is when they're born and when they discover why. I didn't memorize that. I put that in my heart. When I discovered why, I started unfolding the pain. And that's why I went all the way back. So ladies, it's about going all the way back. You know, the things you don't tell your therapist. Yeah. Let's speak the truth. Because you don't even want your therapist to know. So there's a reason. There is not one pain that has happened to anyone in their life that was not purposeful. One of my mentors, she was a product of a rape. And now she is one of the most dynamic speakers that I know. Because she had to go through that pain. But not only that, you have two choices with the pain when you're unpacking it. You can either let it paralyze you. Ooh. Or you can, what I did was I took that baggage, I took that pain and I let it push me and propel me and ignite me for my purpose. That's why I'm so passionate. People are like, Barbara, why are you talking like that? I said, because you got to come back. Let me take you on a journey. So with my dad, and I'm not going to go through all my pain areas, but I'm going to touch a couple of them. Because I want people to understand, since I'm taking you on a journey, that you got to go all the way back. Because if you don't, you're going to keep. No mistakes in life, unless you don't learn from it. So in order to learn, you got to go back. It's not about failing. It's not a failure. It was that you weren't ready yet, right? But at the time that you're ready is when you're saying, remember, part of my introduction was fulfillment and peace. Well, all my life I felt unfulfilled, chaotic, dramatic. So I had to go back and I had to unpack that. Then I had to remember what my mother did. My mother showed me my dad, a picture of my dad, and said, if you ever see him coming, run. So that's what I call myself, a runner when it comes to men. If you sneeze the wrong way, I'm out of here. I've been divorced twice. And I'm telling you the reason why, that's a part of it. I'm skipping ahead because guess what? There's a lot of divorced people that are going to be watching this. And I'm going to tell you why I got a divorce. Not one time, not two times. I tell everyone, I can fill the audience with everyone in the world if that was possible. And I would say, there's one reason. Agreement. You didn't agree on this. You didn't agree on this. You didn't agree on that. Something. But there's something bigger for me. The reason why I had a divorce is you can't give something you don't have. And I didn't love Barbara. So the first one, I was like, oh, it's his fault. Come on. I part of unpacking is looking at yourself in the mirror. That's your baggage. It's nobody else's. You have a choice. You can either take it into another relationship from your kids. Come on. I don't know about you guys, but when I come back from a trip, the first thing I want to do is get rid of my laundry. Because if I don't get rid of my laundry, I can't pack for a new trip. And I love to get on a plane and travel, right? So you have to unpack it. So let me go back to I'm going to go back from the divorce to something else. This is all unpacking, ladies. And one thing about this is this, you can't unpack if you're still bleeding. I couldn't speak about this, but I am no longer bound. So let's go back. So we talked about that, and I'm still in Jamaica, you guys. I didn't come to America I already told you my age, so 1971. But prior to that, probably, I can't remember the age exactly, in between 7 and 9, because I was molested. right? Didn't understand what that meant. Someone took from me something that did not belong to them. And what that, here goes another shame, come on. And it all has to do back again before. But also before I was born, there was a purpose here for me. And there was giftings here for me. So once again, pain paralyzes you or push you. I chose the other. But the reason why I'm doing this now, and I have to say this, because sometimes people don't want to listen and they want to click off before it's time because it's too hurtful. So if you're one of those that click it off and you want to go back, I want you to, you have to go back. You have to deal with it. I had to deal with it. So part of that baggage is saying, I woke up one day and I go, wait a second, that hole's not there. And one thing I want to do is this. It took me a long time to get here. I told you guys, a long time, a lot of pain. And I said, I wish I could bottle it. Then I heard a voice say, but Barbara, you can. You can bottle it. You can create a roadmap. You can create things that will help people. You know, they say that there's no manual on raising kids, but there really are. Because, you know, my grandmother lived to be 105 and she had 11 kids. And if I sat down and talked to her about parenting, there goes the manual, baby. Go to the manual. It's living, breathing, speaking. Come on now. But we want to put in here, oh, everyone's a scammer. Everyone's doing, no, not everyone is. That's just an excuse for us not, I put me in there. I will never say something to someone I'm not willing to go through or went through. So that's a part of the baggage. You got to take it out. You got to throw it away. You got to deal with it. I don't like my therapist here, but no, that's because you're bringing baggage with the therapist. You're going to different therapists when you feel uncomfortable. But guess what? It's in your uncomfortable places that you grow. I was so uncomfortable with the molestation. I was so uncomfortable looking for love in all the wrong places, the divorces, everything. I've heard it say that don't take advice from women that are single, married people. You might want to take advice from someone that was divorced, though. Mm-hmm. You might want to because they've been on both sides. And that's what it is. So it's all about taking off the layers. So once you start taking off the layers and you go, uh-oh, I didn't die. You know, those quotes and those saying comes from a reason. People went through it. If it doesn't kill you, what? It makes you stronger. Mm. That's it. People used to tell me, well, Barbara, you're broken. No, baby, I'm not broken. I'm bend. I'm bend.
Yeah.
So when it's time, when I decided I didn't, it's a choice. I can stay bent or I can say, okay, God, what's the reason for this? Because every pain area is a reason. But if we look at the pain, we'll never see the purpose. If we look at the pain, we'll never see the progress. If we look at the pain, we will add to that graveyard. I don't know about anyone, but I want to live in my dash. Notice that quote that I said, it's when you discover why. One of my greatest joys is when I am, I don't like to say coaching, but that's what it does because I've been there. So now I'm helping you to get from here to there. And so you have to go into that thing with them. That's why, once again, it's so important that we are not leading from a place that we're bleeding from. Ah, leading and bleeding, right? So it's so important for that. So part of the baggage is dealing with it. And trust me, sometimes you got to dig it up real. So what is the lesson? Because if you don't learn that lesson, guess what? Remember I said two divorces. So let me tell you about my third time. There was none because I was engaged. For the third time. But this time I went in the closet and I said, God, open my eyes. Let me see everything. not just, hi, oh, I'm so in love. So in order to see everything, he said, okay, let me bring you back because there are signs. And you didn't see it the last time, but it's so obvious now because you asked me to open your eyes. And within an hour, he started showing me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, within an hour. So that's why it's not a third time, because this time I'm like, okay, my son that's 34 now, when he was 25 said, he broke up with his girlfriend and he said, in order for me to walk with someone, I have to learn to walk alone. And I want to put a little tweak on that. You got to handle everything in here, your baggage, your layers of pain. Because if you don't, imagine if you meet someone else and they have baggage and you have baggage, that thing's going to smell. It's going to be horrible. It's like coming home from a trip with wet swimwear and you forget it's in there and it gets mildew. And then you got to throw it out and start all over again. So it's all about the baggage, Dad. It's all about the baggage. You have to unpack that thing. And I'm not saying anything that I haven't been through. I was bullied from fourth grade to 11th grade. It's funny. Stand up, speak up. How does it go? Stand up, speak up, show up.
Yeah, stand up, speak up, and show up.
Right. So you have to show up before you can, and you got to stand up before you can speak up. So from fourth grade to 11th grade, I was bullied. No one can believe, except for the people that went to school with me, that I was very shy. And talk, because guess what? I went back to the molestation, and part of that I see is this. When someone came and took something that did not belong to them, it made me walk in shame, and I didn't want to, my temple is there, right? And so when I was bullied from fourth to 11th grade, where are you bullied? When they speak to you, your mind, your body, and your spirit, all of it, it's affecting me. My bully saw something in me that I could never see in myself back then, because I was looking at the pain too much. And that's why I tell women now, the answer doesn't lie in me. It lies in you. But my thing is to pull it out and let you take that, compartmentalize. You know, it's just like that. And you say, okay, this is the pain that I didn't want to deal with. But your purpose is in the pain, but there's something else that's in the pain and the baggage. There's a gifting there. Because my voice was my gifting. That they, I would skip class because I didn't want to do an oral presentation.
Right. Oh, I think people can relate to that. Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the things is our fears. What are you fearful of? So I'm going to fast forward again, because I like to go different places for the baggage to say, it's going to be all over. If you, there's different parts in your life, even where I am now, when you enter to something and you feel a trigger, don't run from it. Go, okay, what's up? Go into it, because there's something there for you. And remember I said international inspirational speaker for God. Well, in 2017, I was in Paraguay. I landed in Paraguay. And then I remembered what my biggest fear was before. I used to be afraid of flying until 9/11/2001. And everyone remembers that day. That's where the planes crashed. And it was that day where I realized if that was my faith and I wasn't going on a plane, the plane would come down. And that's the way I would go. And after that, I wasn't afraid. People said, Barbara, that's kind of backwards. I said, well, you know what? No, because there's a reason. There's always in different things, there's it. So when I realized, it wasn't even when I bought the ticket, it was when I was speaking on stage. And I said, what's today's date? And they said, it's 9/11/2017. And I saw the people that I was speaking to. And we went into different countries, and they were Spanish speaking countries. So we had to translate, and they go, transformación está en mí, meaning transformation begins in me. Before the thing can change, you have to change. Before you have to change, you got to deal with it. And that is why I say, let's unpack, let's unpack, let's unpack. The baggage.
Okay, look, that's, I'm gonna like, there's so much to unpack there. And I know that we're part of a series. And I think that all of us know, none of us want to get out of our car right now. And we don't want to go to our next meeting. And we're, you've left this like you're the perfect, you know, cliffhanger. But let's just encapsulate that a little bit so people can understand, because what we're going to do is you're going to have the opportunity to hang out with this incredible woman, and we're going to be chitting and chatting. We're going to take you through this whole process 6 times. And then in between that process, she's doing all sorts of incredible things. We're talking about the stand up, speak up, and show up. Of course, she's part of the book. Of course, she's speaking. She's speaking in 2023. She's speaking in 2024. She's got some great things that she can offer to you. So I just want, for those people that are like trying to get out of the car and they got to go into the office right now, let's encapsulate this a little bit. Because what I got out of this first piece of this journey that you're going to take us on is really that it's hard to lead and bleed at the same time. Yet, a lot of us do. And that there's a gift and there's an art, like going to your grandmother, learning. I'm sure she was, you know, taking care of a 2-year-old, taking care of a 10-year-old. Sometimes we can do things at the same time when needed. If, like you said, compartmentalized, you know, properly, working with the right coach, the right, you know, like your grandmother was the right coach for that parenting moment. So being able to know that you can transform, you will transform the process of finding your gift. I know that you're going to get into what we do with that gift, how we manage that gift, how we overcome that gift. But I think this first piece about just recognizing that some of the things we're experiencing today might be 30 or 40 years old. And is it cleaned up? And sometimes it gets cleaned up and then it shows up again, yeah. Right? And so I thank you for the recognition and the foundational work of sometimes if things are not functioning here, where we have to go. Why don't we wrap up a little bit in sharing with people maybe something around that, and then let's give them some information, and then we're gonna be moving on into the next chapter of this 6-part series. So if someone's in that place right now, where they are living their life, yet they have a knowingness or a maybe she's talking about me or a what do you do in the moment in your life where you're like, okay, I want to move forward. I talked about, you know, having that phone call, some of us getting tingles. I got excited because I've played this game for a while and I leaned in, but when people know they need to lean in or they're seeing, you can see sabotage. Look, you can see the person coming with the same name or, you know, different names, same, you know, guys, same women, whatever. What do you do?
And I disengage. And what that means for me is this. I look at the woman in the mirror, and the woman in the mirror is going to look different at different times. But so many times the hardest thing, and I know like when I'm coaching people, they're like, look in the mirror. What does that mean? So many times we walk around our mindset. When we're looking at ourselves, it took me a long time to be able to look at myself in the mirror, because what others saw wasn't what I had a mask on. So you have to look in the mirror and what that requires. And now it is so very hard because of social media. Do you know on Sundays, I don't respond to texts. I don't take a phone call. I don't do so. And they're like, I need to just reflect where I am, especially after pouring into people. Mm-hmm. You got to rest one day.
It's a great skill.
Or if you don't have a day, do a couple of hours. So what I would tell someone is start. It's very easy. I would say start with 5 minutes, because so many people say they're busy, 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 busy. Mm-hmm. Well, are you too busy to take care of you? Because just like when you're on a plane, they say if you're traveling with someone that cannot take care of themselves, whether it's an infant or someone older, who do you put the oxygen mask on? So this is oxygen mask time, is looking at that person and not beating yourself up for your choices. Because guess what? You can't go back and change it, but you can learn from it. Unpacking doesn't mean that you just unpack and throw. It means you unpack and you start asking yourself questions. Why did this happen? You never know unless you ask, and then you look back and you learn. I tell people all the time, marriage is the only thing that you get your certificate after the fact. After you get married, And you don't get a training until you are in that marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's supposed to be lifelong. Think about all the other trainings for nurses. You got to go and you have to take, you know, you have to renew that. You have to do this. You have to do that. So the thing is with people, they have to take the time. You can't give something that you don't have. So you have to make time for yourself. You have to start valuing yourself, because that's a lot. When a lot of garbage comes your way, and I say garbage because that you know, the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Garbage, but it's recyclable. It's recyclable. It's for use for something different. You can make something ugly beautiful, right? So look at that and start. I know this sounds silly, but it works. I am enough. I have greatness in me. I was born with a purpose. That's a part. It's baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
It's baby steps, but also accountability.
So what I want to leave people with is, you know, not only a great impression of relatability, which is what you shared with us today, but some of these things I think are really powerful. Like I know someone could just say, you know, look in the mirror and say you're beautiful, or say I am as you're brushing your teeth, or turn your phone over. When you go for dinner next time, don't bring it. Like, just don't bring it. Like that, you know, that digital detox, which is allowing you to get back into who you are and have a conversation with you and just be with you, whether, you know, it's turning off the TV or turning your phone over or not going on to social or whatever it is that you're talking about. And then having that conversation with yourself when something's not functioning, whatever that looks like, is it a now? Is it a before? What's the trigger? What's coming up? And having that exploratory conversation. I always call it Mr. Gadget. If people remember that cartoon, you know, Mr. Gadget. So just that Mr. Gadget conversation, like, is there something there for me to explore, turn over, dig deeper, right? Okay. I was just going to say, we could talk for a long time. We need to wrap up series one. So tell people where they can hang with you, how they can find you, how they can follow you, how they can get more of you. You guys know that you can go to Dev Drummond. Just go to Dev Drummond YouTube, and you're going to be seeing not only this whole series, but you're going to also be seeing all of the speaking. And I believe she's doing eight stages in this next, in this,
yes.
Right? So you're going to be able to see her there. That's where you can tap into her from our vehicles, but where can they tap in from yours?
Well, it's real easy. You see how I speak, right? And I don't hold punches because punches wasn't held for me.
Mm-hmm.
So Be Frank, BeFrankSpeaks.com, that easy. And you could just go in. There's a contact us, send me a message. You can go on any of my social media. I am B Franks on Instagram, Barbara Frankson, S-O-N, but people always misspell that. So I say, mm-hmm. just start with B Frank Speaks. That's easy. It's cool. Connected to me. Cool. You know, connected me. Or you can go on Instagram and just go into my link tree and it links everything okay. to me. Yeah,
okay. Absolutely. Awesome. Look, you guys, you're amazing. You're absolutely amazing. We appreciate everything that you do. And I'm going to go send you to go do something, because one of the most powerful healing, and when you listen to these stories of these incredible people that have taken on the mission, it's like music. And you know it's like music. Healing's like music. And you know that I very much believe in music being an incredible healing, just an incredible healing vehicle. So I want you to listen to music. I want you to be proud of music. I want you to tap into the music that inspires you and motivates you and keeps you going. You know, I have music for every different area of my life. I think I've got a piece of music for every breakup. Right. I was like, you know, it's so interesting, right? But there's that music inspires you, and you know where I'm sending you next. I'm sending you out to listen to all these incredible, and you will hear Barbara soon enough, these musical, magical moments with music that we have from most incredible people stepping forward to share how important it is to keep music alive. And with that, I'm going to send you to theydiditour.ca, and I want you to go hang out and see this incredible project we're doing. Because honestly, the music industry has some pain. You know, these musicians can't pay, you know, 90% of them can't pay to keep us inspired and motivated, because their work has become kind of a free commodity. So if that inspires you, hop on over there, do your thing, you know what to do. And we will see you. Not only will we see you next week, because we get to see you every week, that we're going to do through this 6-week series. And until I see you again, you guys, you be well and you stay groovy. So thanks Barbara for today's class. I feel like it's a class. I feel like we had a training session.
Thank you.
Okay.
Guys, bye. Bye.